At 6:06, it is clear and 68 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 94 for a high. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with an Amber Alert for a six-year-old boy from Sand Springs. Now, police say the youth was abducted last night by his father after the dad shot and killed the boy's 62-year-old grandmother. Declan Connor is white, 4 feet tall, weighs about 85 pounds. His father is Robert Leroy Connor. He is 38 years old, white, 6 feet tall, and 200 pounds. They were last seen in a beige 2004 model Crown Victoria. Apparently, a confrontation about money between Connor and his mother led to the shooting. Connor and the boy may this morning be in Texas. The Tulsa City Council's Capital Improvement Task Force meets to see if a compromise is possible with Tulsa County. Now, both the city and the county want the old four to fix the county sales tax, but for different projects. City Councilor Jack Henderson is not for any changes.
Trying to force this in at the last hour, I don't think that's the way to go. And I'm not really open to any one of these plans because it's changing what we talked about all of this time.
The county wants the money for a new juvenile justice center and renovations at the county jail. Some on the council would favor offering the county $5 million. It'll all be hashed out on Thursday. Tulsa's International Airport adds a new nonstop service to Florida.
The announcement is for a new nonstop twice-weekly flight from Tulsa to Orlando, Florida. Allegiant will be moving into the market beginning October 25th. Tulsa Airports Authority Chair Mary Smith says that the new service is a direct result of a marketing effort to add carriers and flights.
Not being here, they've got a lot of startup costs. The counters, bringing staff on board, all the ground handling and so on. So there'll be incentives in play in this, yes.
Orlando's one of the top destinations for Tulsa Air travelers. Allegiant is a low-cost airline that focuses on nonstop leisure travel. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
It is a quiet week so far in the baby Veronica case. There is a gag order while Dustin Brown and the Cabiancos go through mediation. With so many courts in play, Jason Ametz with the University of Tulsa Law School is an attorney focused on tribal representation. And he clarifies what will happen if mediation does not work.
Either the parties are all going to come to an agreement that gets memorialized probably in all the courts, Or one court is going to have to take primacy over the others. I think the law is clear that the court that takes primacy is the Cherokee Indian Court.
Meanwhile, more rallies are planned this week for both sides of the disputes. Officials say an explosion and fire along a pipeline in Kiowa in Pittsburgh County burned a barn and hay but caused no injuries. Spokeswoman Sandra Longcrier from Enable Midstream Partners says the blast was caused by a rupture in the pipeline. She says it does not appear to be suspicious. Our weather forecast, it's going to be sunny and hot today. We will have a high this afternoon of a sticky 94 degrees. Tonight, moonlit skies, a very pleasant evening. 72 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow will be just a tad hotter with lots of sunshine. We'll be up to 95. Friday right now looks to be sunny and 95 for a high. And looking into the weekend, sunshine, seasonal temps with highs both days in the 90s. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 68 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.